This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for March 2010. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and an international update. That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Auckland. To New Plymouth we go first tonight, and it's good evening to NZART President Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Roy.
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. The past 4 weeks have convinced me that amateur radio is still in good shape. The Jock White Memorial Field Day activity appears to have been up on last year, and once again the New Plymouth branch operated from the beautiful location at Lake Manumahoe. My wife and I joined many members of the branch for the Saturday evening barbecue. It was most enjoyable. A few days later, I was the guest of the Whanganui branch at their monthly meeting. It was great to have in-depth and constructive discussion with them about various concerns. The meeting was followed by a very convivial evening at the QTH of Ivan and Pat Horn, my hosts. Once again, the discussion was wide and varied with lots of laughs. It was a most pleasant couple of days. Last weekend, Ian Walker and his keen group of workers at Music Point were able to fire up their transmitter on 500 kHz and make the TV3 news. A great bit of publicity for our hobby. I am sure there have been other positive activities elsewhere, all of which goes to show that amateur radio should be fun and is in good heart. Thanks to all concerned. Well, that's my presidential bit for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy. The president of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. The City of Sales NZRT conference is to be held over Queen's Birthday weekend, Friday 4th through Monday 7th of June. The venue will be Alexandra Park Function Centre, Green Lane Road West, Epsom in Auckland. Look for the full conference programme and registration details in your next issue of Break-In. And remember, the City of Sales conference website is accessible directly from the NZRT homepage. That's www.nzrt.org.nz. To news from NZRT headquarters, here's NZRT Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM.
After last month's broadcast, I feel it's fair to say there was an enormous amount of discussion that transpired after hearing the President and myself advising the sorry state of our membership. I am very pleased to say that we have had just under 200 members either renew or join since then. It heartens me to see amateurs getting behind their hobby with such passion. Speaking of passion, many of you have heard of Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, of Nelson Branch. Topsy is a very good friend of mine and keeps me up to date with all their branch activities. In the next break-in, she has written an excellent article about starting a woman's net called Nags on Air. This stands for Nelson Amateur Girls Net. This has come about after introducing a number of women locally to the branch and an old-timer, Brian, ZL2AJA, suggesting that they should start one up. Furthermore, Nelson Branch achieved three records last year. The first was for receiving the Rothschild Cup for the most successful examinations in 2008, which they shared with Napier Branch. Secondly, to have the first woman ever on the executive of their branch. And thirdly, introducing the first woman's on-air net for Nelson Branch. This started on the 30th of September 2009 and has been held every Wednesday night since then. I hear they also recently held a very successful open night, through which people have shown interest in commencing their amateur radio classes. Way to go, Nelson. Perhaps you may like to offer assistance and some of your ideas on how to promote amateur radio to other branches which are having less success than you. Finally, in last week's HQ Info Line, I published excerpts from the legal viewpoint of cell phones and ham radio usage in vehicles. If anyone would like more information on this, you can contact me and I will send it to you. That's all from me, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, the NZRT Business Manager. to the international amateur radio scene, and for an update, we join the amateur radio newsline's Fred Vobey, W8HDU.
There has been high praise for the Radio Club of Chile and its members following the recent earthquake and its aftershocks. At least one television news report describes the Chilean radio amateurs as a group of dedicated operators scattered across the country, proving to be an information lifeline during recent events. According to news reports, while telephones and the internet largely failed, many radio operators had backup power and were able to provide vital lines of communications. These were picked up by National Radio Chile and rebroadcast, giving status information of the various areas affected. The report went on further to say that claims that ham radio is dying were put to rest, as these operators provided some truly vital communication links. For its part, the Radio Club of Chile has expressed its thanks to the world's radio amateurs for keeping emergency frequencies free during their nation's time of need. Hard drives are about to undergo one of the biggest format shifts in 30 years. Amateur Radio Newsline's Norm Seeley, KI7UP, has more.
By early 2011, all magnetic hard drives will use an advanced format that changes how they go about saving the data people store on them. The move to the advanced format will make it easier for hard drive makers to produce bigger drives that use less power and are more reliable. However, it might mean problems for Windows XP users who swap an old drive for one using the changed format. According to Science Online, since the days of the original DOS operating system, the space on a hard drive has been formatted into blocks of 512 bytes in size based on the floppy disks of that era. Each 512-byte sector has a marker showing where it begins and an area dedicated to storing error correction codes. In addition, a tiny gap has to be left between each sector. While 512 bytes made sense, hard drives were only a few megabytes in size. It's of less significance when drives can hold a terabyte or more of data. As a result, in large drives, this wasted space, where data cannot be stored, can take up a significant portion of the drive. Drive makers say that moving to an advanced format of 4 kilobyte sectors means about 8 times less wasted space. This will allow drives to devote twice as much space per block to error correction technology. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Norm Seeley, KI7UP in Scottsdale, Arizona.
The International Disk Drive Equipment and Materials Association, all hard drive makers, have committed to adopting the 4 kilobyte advanced format by the end of January 2011. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W4CN repeater of the Amateur Radio Transmitting Society serving Louisville, Kentucky. And finally this week, an old, very low-frequency transmitter has come back to life, thanks to the dedication of a group of ham radio operators. Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, has the rest of the story.
The General User Radio License for Amateur Radio Operators, detailed in the New Zealand Gazette of 18th February and effective from the 1st of March, included the additional frequency range 505 to 515 kHz for New Zealand amateur radio operators. This new allocation was great news to the Suburban Amateur Radio Club Branch 86 of NZRT, which is based at the Music Memorial Radio Station at Bucklands Beach in Auckland. Established in 1942, the Music Point Radio Station with the call sign ZLD was formerly a base for the New Zealand Post Office Aeronautical and Maritime Communications. Over the past decade or so, members of the Suburban Amateur Radio Club have worked tirelessly restoring equipment associated with the 600 meter band to operating condition. I asked Ian Walker, ZL1BFB, the chairman of the Suburban Amateur Radio Club, what the new allocation would mean for the club.
It's to reliven the station back to its originality, bring history together again, and introduce something else for radio amateurs for a new form of communications. We want to do good mores for those people who are still learning.
On Saturday the 13th of March, the Suburban Amateur Radio Club held a special event to commemorate the introduction of 600 metres to the New Zealand amateur radio bands. At 0100 hours GMT, former operator Raymond Chandler, ZL1ARY, threw the switch, and ZL1ZLD was on the air on 512 kHz. Since at this time not many New Zealand amateurs had transmitting capability on 600 metres, a callback frequency to ZL1ZLD was established on 3686 kHz. Operators said that it was rewarding to get a few callbacks acknowledging reception of ZL1ZLD signal on 512 kHz. Club Chairman Ian Walker, ZL1BFB, reflects on the occasion.
A celebration to see the transmitters finally go on the air officially. Now we have got good regulations, or partly good regulations for it, and we have the end of a long period of work getting it going, a lot of maintenance, a lot of Wednesdays over the last 10 years.
Yes, restoration work at the station has been a project over many years, and how rewarding it is now for the Suburban Amateur Radio Club team to see the Danks transmitter in service once again on 600 metres. Reporting from Down Under in Auckland, New Zealand, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, for the Amateur Radio Newsline.
You can find more details on the Suburban Amateur Radio Club and the Music Memorial Radio Station, ZL1ZLD, at the URL in this week's printed Amateur Radio Newsline report. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Fred Vobey, W8HDU, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2010. All rights reserved.
Thanks, Fred, and as always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Onwards we go to Waro News and its greetings and welcome tonight to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. Members should have received the autumn issue of the Waro Bulletin by now, and with it is a nomination form for executive, and you're asked to fill it in and return it as soon as possible, but before the 10th of April. There will be vacancies on executive this year, and all positions are up for nomination, and you'll find profiles of the various positions in the latest bulletin. Waro's Selma Super Memorial Contest is to be held this year on Saturday the 10th and Sunday the 11th of April from 0800 to 1000 Zulu on both nights. There's no conflict with daylight saving this year, so hopefully there'll be more contacts with our VK neighbours. This contest is held on 80 metres, phone or CW only. YLs and OMs can contact both YLs and OMs, and one contact with each station is permitted in each half-hour period. All you need to do is exchange a signal report, serial number and name, and record the details on a log sheet. Full information about scoring and log keeping can be found in the autumn 2010 issue of the Waro Bulletin and the January-February 2010 break-in. Logs should be sent off to contest manager at Bev, ZL1OS, by the 1st of May, and Bev's hoping there'll be an increase in the number of logs received from OMs this year. Trophies are awarded to the highest scoring YL and OM. This is Waro's own contest, and we urge members to take part because it's a lot of fun, and contacts made during this contest can also count towards NZ Waro Awards. A late reminder that nominations for the Waro Achievement Award, the Myrtle Earl and Rose Bowl, should be sent to Lynette, ZL1LL, before April the 31st. That's a lot from Waro for March, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Waro reporter Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Further to earlier comments tonight from Debbie, our business manager, Nelson Branch reports that their open night for amateur radio on Wednesday 17th of March was a great success. They had tables set up displaying the different aspects of amateur radio, homebrew, HF, APRS, civil defence, AREC, aerials, examinations, tutorials, Morse code and Ladies in Amateur Radio. 55 people attended the evening, with at least 10 of the 15 guests now confirmed starters for the branch's amateur radio classes commencing next month. Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, who supplied this report, encourages other branches and clubs to get in behind the association to bring new amateurs into our hobby. She says, have fun in your club, get your ladies involved, and share your hobby. It's the same old story, use it or lose it, and none of us want that to happen. Finally on the broadcast tonight, Branch News. Reporting from Christchurch, here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. The Hawke's Bay Amateur Radio Club is having another amateur radio training weekend on Saturday and Sunday, the 17th and 18th of April. This is the last weekend of the coming school holidays. The package for the weekend includes training manual, lunch on both days, membership to Hawke's Bay Amateur Radio Club and NZART, and fees for a call sign application. The intention is that you'll walk out on Sunday ready for a call sign to be granted on Monday morning. That sounds like a great initiative. For more information, contact Warren ZL2AJ by email at warren@technoserve.com. That's warren@technoserve, all one word, .com. The next meeting of the Christchurch Amateur Radio Club, Branch 05 NZART, will be on Wednesday the 7th of April, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the clubrooms, 27 Galbraith Avenue in Avonside. Kelvin ZL3KB will give a presentation on the Colossus computer and the Lorenz code breaking in World War II. All welcome. Finally, to Eastern Southland Branch 08, where the next meeting will be held in the St Andrew's Church Hall in Devon Street in Gore on Sunday the 23rd of May, starting at 8 p.m, with supper to follow. Yes, this is a wee way off, but by the time the next official broadcast, it'll be too late. So note the date now, Sunday the 23rd of May. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG. The next issue of NZRT Headquarters Infoline will be emailed on Sunday the 4th of April. Now, if you've not yet subscribed for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZRT Headquarters, you can do so right now on the NZRT webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. Well, everyone, that's the official broadcast for March. The next official broadcast will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th of April. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for March 2010. Good night, everyone. Good night now.